Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to A Sunday Reflection. Now, as a listener to this podcast, I need to tell you something. You are a very precious commodity. I have noticed something in my stats, and I think it is a subject that podcast hosts are not talking about. And that is, there has been a general fall in podcast consumption right across the industry. Now, I think this is because of the changing lifestyles due to lockdown across the world. If you think about it, we've all got a little less, how to describe it, unspecified time. You know, you're not travelling so much, not in the car, you're not doing the commute, you may not be going to the gym. All those places are where we normally listen to podcasts, and they have disappeared in the general haze of COVID-related lifestyle changes, of course. And I noticed that myself. I mean, I am personally only listening to podcasts while running, so I'm very much aware that I am listening less. But that doesn't change the fact that you are here, you are listening. And I am curious, what is it that you are looking for in a podcast? Now, all right, I started this project because I was looking for answers. I was struggling a bit in my life with various aspects of what it is to be human and how we did this life. And so I reached out to people to ask those questions. And it has been an amazing journey. I have met some amazing people and I'm still meeting amazing people. We're now 3 years into this project and I am blessed to do this every week. But that said, I want to be delivering a podcast that serves you. Because initially, my motivation was to serve me, and now it has moved forward in terms of I really want to be delivering content that people like you want to listen to. So what is it that draws you to a podcast? When I go to my app, I see what takes my fancy. Some days I'm looking for inspiration, some days I'm looking for entertainment, and some days I'm just looking for something different to listen to of interest. And so the title is quite important to me, but it's also, I have got my set places I go to. I always like listening to someone like Freakonomics because he always takes an interesting look on the side of life. I might go to the Good Life Project because he was what inspired me to start my podcast. I might choose London Real. There's loads of places that I go to, and I would love to know, what are your go-tos? How do you choose them and why do you choose them? You see, to me, listening to a podcast is about seeking something. It's about filling a need in me. So when I'm running, it's about keeping my mind occupied enough so I don't notice how bloody painful it is. No, it's not that. It's not always that. It's about monotony. Sometimes a long run can be monotonous, and having a conversation in my ear takes me away from the thought that I've got another hour left, that sort of thing. So look, I need to get information from you guys. I need to understand what it is. So my podcast started out as an interview basis, and I bring people on who I think have an interesting story because something about that story connects with me, and I'm sure it will connect with you. But I would love to know what it is. What is it about listening to someone speaking or telling their story that inspires you? Is it inspiration? Is it something else? Are you looking for role models? Are you looking for answers, tips? What is it that you really like about listening to a podcast and that makes you come back to another, to listen to another one? How many times do you repeat going back to a podcast? I must admit, I have a number of podcasts that I follow, and I probably touch base with most of them throughout the month, but I'm not religious in my listening. I mean, I have done it before in terms of there are times when I've got into a series or something and I have listened to it all the way through. But I'm curious, what is it that you're looking for? What is it that you do? Here's another thing for you. And I noticed in myself, every podcaster, every single one of them asks their listeners to write reviews, to like and follow. And I never do. Now, I follow podcasts because by doing so, it means they turn up in my app and I can find them again. So follow is relatively easy. But how many times do I comment and review? I have to be honest, not very often. And I've now taken a decision to be more consistent about my own commenting and giving feedback, because I realise I'm seeking it from others. So perhaps I should start setting an example and doing it to others too. So look, if you are enjoying a podcast, not necessarily mine, please give them feedback. Please like them and do something for them, because you've no idea how good it feels to get a bit of feedback from someone. Even if it's just like, really enjoyed the program, mate, or like this piece, just something simple. You've no idea what a difference it makes. But going back to my topic, my starting topic here, look, inspiration is funny stuff. You know, what inspires one person may not inspire another. And I guess that's why I'm asking these questions about the podcast itself, because it is this question about what is it that makes a difference to you when you're listening to something? What makes you feel? I mean, sure, we all do this. I fast forward sometimes. I nip to the end to find out what happened. Not when I'm running, of course. It's not so easy. I do listen to things out. But yeah. I would really like to know what it is that draws you to this conversation. And if you are inspired to give me some feedback, there is a link above in the show notes, which will take you to a survey. And there's 10 questions in that survey. It'll take you about 5 minutes because most of them are multiple choice. But there's a couple of boxes in there that allow you to write a little bit. And just a few words would make a big difference. It really, really would. The survey does not ask for an email address, although I would appreciate it if you did, because it would be lovely to actually connect with you and comment or thank you personally. But I'm very happy for you to just put your name in and not put an email address in there. You will not go on any email lists. There's nothing to sell. There's nothing that will happen to your email address if you do choose to put it in there. This is purely an information gathering exercise so that I can make life, fashion and business fit for purpose. Whoa, fit for life purpose. How about that? That said, I have been offering a free gift for anyone that leaves a review, and I'm prepared to offer the same if you complete out this form, but I would need an email address to do that. And so that is it for my Sunday reflection. A reflection about where this podcast is heading and asking for you to give me some guidance as where you think I could take it. As always, thank you for your time and attention, and I will catch you later.